Stand to sit. Begin by establishing a really good, comfortable, grounded, long, light, open standing position. Stand so that the chair nudges the backs of your legs gently so you know it's there. When you're ready, find the crease at your thighs, the crease where the hip joint is. Lightly fold in at the crease, keeping your back flat and straight. Bend your knees at the same time. Let the knees and hips release until your sit bones come down and meet the chair. Now bring your back so that you're vertically supported by the sit bones. Feel that you are standing on your sit bones, so that your torso from your sit bones to the top of your head is no different than it was when you were standing. That's the essential thing. Don't lose height or curl up as you start to sit, but stay exactly the same as when you were standing. Sway a little backwards and forwards so that you can feel that you're actually balanced in the middle. Sometimes this can be a little difficult to find. You want to feel the exact, central, effortless balance. Feel that your head is lightly floating towards the sky, as if it's hanging from above. No strain or effort. You can use your fingers to nudge your head gently back over the center line, but don't make any effort to tuck your chin in. You can rotate your arms at your sides so that your shoulder blades rotate back into position, and then relax and let your hands rest on your thighs. Feel that all of your weight is releasing down through your body into your sit bones and into your feet. You can even experiment with pulling up a little bit and then releasing down, but be sure not to collapse. The top of the head remains lightly suspended. So this should feel very effortless and balanced. If you lose the position a bit, best thing to do is to stand up again, reestablish standing, and then again fold at the hips and come back to sitting. Another thing that you can do is to put the knees apart a bit and lean way forwards from your sit bones, from your hip joints, keeping the back flat so you don't round the back. Lean way forwards, push the knees apart, and stretch deeply into the hip joints. Then bring the back and up until you're balanced vertically again. And again, seek out that central balance. Make sure you're not still leaning a little bit forwards. Often you need to be a little further back than you might at first think. If you need to use the support of the back of the chair, that's fine, but first scoot your hips all the way back until they're right at the back of the seat. Then take that whole long, broad, flat back and lean it against the back of the chair. You should feel very comfortable and long and well supported. So these are two alternative ways of sitting. If you're doing a meditation or breathing exercise, ideally is the unsupported sitting, the sitting where you're just balanced. For longer periods of time, you may well want to lean back in the chair. When you're at the computer, a combination is often good. May require adjusting the height and position of the back of your chair.